Tell Me a Story is a program from the Midwest Genealogy Center dedicated to preserving the stories of people, places, and communities. This recording was made possible in partnership with the Friends of Inglewood Theater to document memories of Independence, Missouri's historic Inglewood Theater and Ben Franklin Store. We hope you enjoy the following story and consider using the Tell Me a Story program to preserve your voice and story for future generations.
All right. My name is Jennifer Clark, and I am interviewing Ashley Thomas at the Inglewood Arts Center in Independence, Missouri, as part of the Midwest Genealogy Center's Community Archiving Day, and the date is May 17th, 2025. So Ashley, tell us your story about the Ben Franklin Store.
So I grew up in the area off of Home Street, a few blocks away, and my parents would bring me to Ben Franklin if they needed something or just for fun. And I remember it was full of all sorts of interesting things, like anything you could imagine. And my favorite part was going downstairs and just being able to explore all of the things and being lost, but also, you know, having that freedom as a kid to do what I wanted down there and look at all of the fun things.
Absolutely. Do you remember anything that you might have purchased or things that you saw when you were there specifically?
I think probably not specifically, but arts and crafts supplies. Mm-hmm. It was full of arts and crafts supplies, and I would always beg, please, can I get this? But yeah, that's one of my main memories of the Ben Franklin store.
Do you remember when it closed?
I moved out of the area into Kansas City, so I remember it started to, like, no, not really.
That's okay. Yeah.
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 I knew that the area started to kind of die a little bit. My mom worked at the flower shop across the street. And so even after I had moved away, there was a little connection, but then the flower shop moved and closed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was kind of sad to see because it was, and now is, getting more life brought back into it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever attend the theater?
When I was really little, and I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I just remember when it went up for sale, but it's still how it is.
Sure. What would you like to see happen to, like, the theater and the store?
I would like to see it be used. I would like to see it be used for the community that is here and also draw in community from the outside. It's important that people that maybe don't have as many resources are able to experience things like the arts that you would find in the heart of the city, because I think that that's helpful for representation purposes and things like that.
Do you have, like, a specific idea, like, would you want the theater to remain a theater? Would you like to see it used in a different capacity?
I think it would be interesting to have it be a theater, and then also maybe, like, back in the day, the Sermon Center would put on plays, and I don't know if they still do that, but, like, an all-encompassing arts center, a performing place as well.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Thank you so much for sharing your memories.
Yes.